Adam, good morning to you.
Morning, gents.
Take us to Barnawatha.
Yeah, look, obviously our investigation into the incident that occurred up at Barnawatha North yesterday afternoon continues. That's where we had local members attempt to intercept a car on old Barnawatha Road about 3 p.m. We alleged that the car ran to police vehicle and the occupants got out with edged weapons. Our officers have tried to peacefully resolve the situation, but it's escalated and ultimately firearms have been discharged with a 19-year-old man and a 30-year-old man ending up in hospital with gunshot wounds. That situation is still being investigated. Obviously, more information will be released when appropriate. But from our end here, it's important for us to remind the community and reiterate that it's not being treated as a terrorism-related attack.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's not. And there's no ongoing threat to the community, so it's important that we let everyone out there know that.
Okay, well, that's most important. It's not terror-related at all.
It's not being treated as a terrorism-related attack.
No, that's fair enough. You couldn't be more clear. Is it bikie-related?
Look, basically, I can't say much more.
That's all
right.
There'll
be somebody on later on today who can say more than I can.
I do like congratulations to you, Adam, on your use of passive language, as in weapons have been discharged, which, as
yes,
opposed to they shot them.
They gave him an opportunity. I mean, one of them, he got sprayed with capsicum spray, then he got tasered. And when that didn't work, they went kablooey,
right,
the old-fashioned way.
That's sort of medium rare, medium and well done, isn't it?